A landmark in Tenneke Springs is getting a makeover. Snyder Mercantile will keep its retail component, but also add a brew pub, restaurant, and lodging. The building was put up by Ed Snyder in 1899 as a general store. Lisa Bauer is the manager and will be executive chef of the restaurant. She says working on this project has been like walking through history. She's found old packages of unopened cigarettes from the 1920s and artifacts left behind by former tenants, including a letter from Seattle.
The fellow was writing to his brother here saying, you know, when you come back to Seattle from your time in Alaska, we've got a job lined up for you at the city working in the waterworks department. So anytime you want to come back, you've got a job. And then the last half of the letter was in Norwegian. So it was very cool. I also found an old chef coat that was in the suitcase with the letter. And some of his accoutrements, you know, like his shaving kit and all of that.
The hotel portion was requisitioned by the U.S. Navy for barracks during World War II and then never used again as a hotel. Bauer says at one point in its history, it was even a house of ill repute.
Yeah, there were some interesting ladies that lived up there. And I don't know how exposed they were. You know, in other words, I don't know how out they were about what was going on up there, but that's the story I've been told.
As for the restaurant, Bauer says she'd like to keep the menu local.
I'm going to try to keep it simple but fresh and local as much as I can. There's actually an organic farm down the inlet here where I'd like to start buying produce in the summertime.
Bauer says the remodel will likely start in April and that it will probably take some time to complete because of Tenneke's remote location. The restaurant could be open the following summer in 2011.